To import a data file into WESFAR, we begin by clicking on the new WESFAR Data File button. This opens up the input database. We select the data file that we would like to import. In our case, this is a SAS version 8 data file. We select the file, we click on open, and this brings us to a window in which we need to indicate the types of variables that are present in our data file. First, we will indicate which variable contains the full sample weight. In our example, this variable is called WT. We click on the single arrow to move it over into the appropriate box. The rest of our variables we want WESFAR to consider as regular variables as opposed to replicate weights which we may have had in the data set, and we will use this button with the double chevron to move all of the variables into the variables box at one time. As you can see from the note in the lower left-hand corner of the screen, we need to save the file before we can go on. We click on File, Save As, and we save our data file. Now we're ready to create our replicate weights. We click on Data and Create Weights. We will choose the jackknife N method of creating our weights because in strata 1 we have more than 2 PSUs within the strata. Our var unit, which is WESFAR's way of saying the PSU variable, is called ID. We use the single arrow to move the ID variable into the var unit box. We now click on var strat, which is WESFAR's way of asking for the strata variable. In our example, it's called STR, and again, we move the variable into the appropriate box. Because we have self-representing units, or certainty PSUs in our dataset, we click on the SR units box, and we indicate that strata 2 is the strata that contains the certainty PSU. We click it into the box and then say OK. Now that we've made all of our selections, we click on OK, and again, WESFAR asks us to save the data file. We are going to overwrite the previous data file that we saved, although you need not do this. You can save it off as a different name if you would like to. We say yes, we will replace it, and as you can see, the replicate weights have been created, and our data file is now ready to be analyzed in WESFAR.